Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, in the midst of what feels like a constant cultural crisis, all kinds of political upheaval, and a faster than ever 24/7 constant change kind of world, it's easy to get bogged down and get a little bit frustrated just because of all the headlines that come scrolling across. And often that prevents us from doing the important things of rethinking or thinking again about what we think we know. And so that's what we're going to do today. And we're going to talk about how you don't have to change everything to change. Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
We're going to do a real shift today, and really excited for this conversation where hopefully you can think again about what you think you know. A new book called You Don't Have to Change Everything, 6 Ways to Shift Your Vantage Point, Stop Striving for Happy, and Find True Well-Being. Author of the book is Dr. Beth Kirlin, a clinical psychologist practicing in the field for nearly 30 years. And Dr. Kirlin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So excited to have this conversation because I love your whole approach in terms of we either feel the stress of the ever-changing, rapidly changing world, or we just kind of want to hunker down and not deal with anything, or it just seems so overwhelming to us that I can't possibly change all the things I need to change in my life. And you take this from a really interesting point of view. It's an all points of the compass view at this. And so let's start with kind of the backstory. What led you into this kind of approach?
Well, so I have been a psychologist for, gosh, over 30 years now, and I really have the privilege of sitting with so many hundreds of patients over the years. But also, so there's kind of learning from that perspective of what has really helped people, you know, transform and change in different ways, and also my own personal journey and my own healing journey, and observing myself over all these decades of life, and really also just pulling together some of the psychology and neuroscience and my experiences with mindfulness and mind-body practices. So it's kind of really integrating all of that into really turning on its head a little bit. I think a lot of times we feel like we need to change or fix ourselves or improve ourselves, or change our life circumstances in order to be okay.
Yeah.
And really trying to say that, you know, we can learn how to shift our vantage point. And when we change where we're looking from, it changes how we relate.
Yeah.
To what we're experiencing.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the whole framing of your book in terms of, one, we do tend to avoid those difficult emotions, the stressors, the pressure things. And you talk about it in the context of, hey, rather than just pushing those away or hunkering down, I think is what a lot of us do, or we just try to hold on, and instead to change our perspective or change our point of view. So give us an example of how we can use some of these strategies that you have in the book to change that point of view, different point of the compass.
Yeah. So, I mean, we all face different kind of difficult emotions on a daily basis. And we're not often taught what to do or how to meet and greet those. And so, like you said, we can either kind of push away or avoid, or sometimes we get swallowed up by them. And so a lot of the book is really about how do we relate to these inner experiences in a new way. And one of the vantage points I talk about in the book is what I call the anchor view. And kind of imagine, you know, grabbing an anchor in the middle of a storm.
Yeah.
And it brings a little bit more safety and security. And it's so this is all about really learning what's happening underneath the hood,
right,
and inside our bodies with the autonomic nervous system and how that plays a role in our emotions.
Yeah.
And when we can bring a little bit of balance into the body and help to stabilize our autonomic nervous system to bring some greater balance, it helps us actually shift the way we see the world.
Yeah.
That, you know, and I think people can probably relate to this, you know, think about a stressful argument or something, or where you're sure that, you know, you're absolutely right about something, and then maybe the water settled down and you're able to realize and kind of say, oh, wow, now I can kind of see a different perspective, or I can understand that other person's perspective. But we can learn how to help really calm our bodies or bring that balance in so that it shifts how we then look out.
So that's just one example, one perspective. Yeah, and I think that anchor view is so important because it allows you to function from a position of strength in a stressful or an emotional situation because you've got that. I want to hit just real quickly two that are some of my favorite. You have the child view, which is we always talk about radical curiosity is the key here. And then you also talk about this view of actually zooming out. Give us a quick hit on those two.
So the child view, often we're on automatic pilot, and we go through life and we just kind of react automatically to things. But if we can bring the kind of curiosity of a young child, if you watch a big, you know, really small child, baby, they just have this natural curiosity to turn towards what's there and explore it. And if we can learn to bring this kind of curiosity to notice our own behaviors and our own inner reactions, we can learn a lot. And it's like kind of turning on a flashlight in a dark room, and suddenly you see what's there. There might, you know, be obstacles to navigate, but if you can see more clearly, you're able to have more choice about how you move through that. So the child view is all about bringing that, learning to bring that curiosity so we can really see our own behaviors and mental habits and so forth. And the audience view, that zooming out, is really noticing some of the narratives that we attach to things that happen in our life. So we have a situation that occurs, but then there's a story that we often attach to it. You know, I had breakup of a relationship. Okay, well, that's a hard thing for anybody. But then maybe the narrative that gets attached is, well, there's something wrong with me, or what's wrong with me, or I'm unlovable. And then that adds a lot more suffering to that situation. So when we can zoom out and recognize how some of these mental habits and stories contribute to our own suffering, it helps us separate out the story from what's actually here.
I love that. I know we're just scratching the surface today, but these are the kinds of principles we love to get into on this show. And I think the net result, the therefore what, is so important. And that is that this being able to look from these different points of view really does give you that stability, that awareness, and also helps you with that interconnectedness that I think we often miss when we're either just floundering or avoiding and not getting to the right things. And great conversation, great perspective. The book is called You Don't Have to Change Everything, 6 Ways to Shift Your Vantage Point, Stop Striving for Happy, and Find True Well-Being. Dr. Beth Kurland, thanks so much for joining us today. Great perspective, great book, and we look forward to having you back.
Thank you.
All right. Great perspective there from Dr. Beth Kurland. So important that we learn some of those skills and that vantage point. I love looking at things from different point of view, all points of the compass. And whether it's an anchor view, that stable ground, whether it's a child's view, that curiosity is a superpower, I think solves so many things for us. That audience view, learning to zoom out. I know that's something we all need to do a little bit more, is just zoom out. We get so hyper-focused and hunkered down on things, ultimately to get us that stability, that awareness, our own internal strengths, that we can see those and then actually deploy them to be in a better space. Great, great stuff. And a lot to think about and a lot to think again about. And we'll be right back.
Think Again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.